You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now. Hey, everybody, we're back. I'm Doc Martin. This is the Maximum Medicine Hour. And I want to tell you, I am so excited. I can't tell you how excited, because my teacher, Dr. Patrice Fields, is with us tonight. And we're in crazy land these days. I mean, we're just, it's nothing we've, at least in my lifetime, we've ever experienced. So I want to let you know that today, with Patrice's help, we're going to try to break down how to fix our energy fields in this craziness. And even she'll even share an energetic transmission with us at the end of the hour, the last 15 minutes. So Patrice, welcome. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I'm just gonna talk you up a little bit here. So Patrice comes highly trained, besides being amazingly intuitive, and she's a very deep meditator. She is a master's and PhD in clinical psychology. So she's a licensed clinical psychologist, and she's done neurofeedback, hypnosis, guided imagery. But in probably about, I'm going to say 30 years ago, maybe 35 years ago, she had a spiritual awakening and now is very tuned in and is able to read energy fields. And not only of humans, she can read the energy fields of the land and specifically our relationship to the land. And so she's got a gift that is very unique. I've never met anyone like her, and I have learned the most. So I'm so happy to share her with you. I'm so happy you guys get to meet her. Every month she does a monthly telecall that includes an energetic transmission. So you'll find her on her website, which is spirit-evolving.com. So Dr. Patrice Fields, spirit-evolving.com. And that gives me a lot. So I'm pretty sure that it gives you a lot. So Patrice, what do you think about this crazy time going on right now?
I think it's pretty unprecedented. We are in a major energetic shift cycle. So we are talking about what is really going on behind the scenes, right? Because people are talking about the virus, Wall Street, but behind the scenes, a lot of forces are being unleashed from the galaxy, from the core of the earth, because as a planet and as a population, we are undergoing an evolutionary cycle change. So when a planet undergoes an evolutionary cycle change, chaotic times can ensue. We say that these are years where there can be surprises. So the virus is actually sitting in the forefront. But in the background, there are lots of forces that are being unleashed. So we will probably be going through a number of chaotic cycles from time to time, but also a number of very wonderful changes and shifts over the coming years.
So can you speak more? Because I think we'd like to hear about the wonderful, because we hear so much about the scary.
Right. I love to talk about the wonderful because even though I'm not a surfer, energetically, I am enjoying riding the evolutionary waves of energy that are available. So a lot of people now are talking about how polarized things are. And that can be true, but if you focus on the energetics, yes, you will see some negative energies coming from different parts of the world, et cetera, and population, but that's always the case. But on the positive end, because we're in an evolutionary cycle, there are wonderful portals that are opening, allowing us to have access to consciousness we've never had access to. I also cross people over who have transitioned from life to death. And as I'm transitioning people, what I am finding is that it is more and more possible now in the actual transition process to clear eons of karma very, very fast. In general, for the person who is alive with a practice, it is possible to upgrade your energy vibration. It is possible to achieve states of enlightenment quicker than ever before. So for me, because I like to surf the positive waves, I feel this is an incredible time to be alive and an incredible time to be on a spiritual journey.
It is amazing because I think for those of us who consider ourselves spiritual workers or light workers, this is the kind of time we were born for and that we have been called to service in. But how does an ordinary, and when I say ordinary, I don't mean that we are extraordinary, but how is perhaps someone who is not a light worker or does not do energetics, at least not that they may be aware of, how do they best surf the waves? How do they best cope on a day-to-day literal world way?
Well, first of all, even if you haven't been doing spiritual practice, this is an amazing and necessary time to be sitting in the life force. So when you get up in the morning, and I tell my light workers the same thing, the very first thing you want to do is ground, center, balance, and align. Those four words are critical. Even if you just get up, you get into your body, you do whatever you need to do to feel like parts of you have come back from the dream time, and you say to yourself that you want to ground, center, balance, and align, that's really important. But after you do that, the next most important thing is to imagine that you are taking the energy from your first chakra, which is in your sacrum, and saying to yourself, I want to drop my first chakra energy into a place on the earth that is just right for me today, and that gives me maximum good juju of life force. Now, why is this really important? The virus and the entire collective is freaking out, and there are a lot of deaths. The death force also regulates the end of things. So people are freaking out about this is the end of my work routine as I know it. This is the end of different kinds of day-to-day patterns. You want to stay away from the death force. So when you get up in the morning and you drop your energy from your first chakra into a place on the earth that's just right for you, and you let your energy field make that decision. And that could change from day to day because the energies of the earth are changing, but you're asking it to drop in a place that has really strong life force. Take a minute or two to do that, and then ask that your whole life be put into the life force. And I want to remind folks that life is going to survive. Life will go on. Life is one of the most strongest energetic fields on the planet. So when you align to life, you are actually aligning to the strongest force on the whole planet. So it can be a very simple practice.
I like to remind people, and tell me if you agree with this, but not just the energetic connection to the earth, but literally being on the earth. So for me, encouraging people to be outdoors, that is, and I don't understand it energetically the way you do, but the idea that trees have been here for millions of years, so they've got a wisdom and a connection. What do you think about the connection to the earth right now?
Well, I could talk for hours and hours on this, so you may have to just keep me quiet. But, you know, I have a passion about this. We are the earth. We are made of earth, air, fire, and water. We have ores, metals, minerals in our bodies. We are the food that we eat. So the indigenous tribal members had it right. We are the earth. So when you get up in the morning and go about your day, the more that you connect to the earth, to the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, the more that you think about, even I tell people to meditate, that their minerals, metals, and ores rotate in a way that they really embody. This is so important. Nature is who we are. It's not what we connect to. It really is who we are. So I completely agree with you that getting out in nature as much as you can, doing practices to connect nature is really important.
So
it's also grounding because it keeps you connected into
right.
your body, and that's a great antidote to anxiety.
Yeah, so I'll just share a quick personal story and we'll take a break in a minute or two. I've had considerable anxiety lately. I know everyone has, but I took the dogs on a walk into the woods today. And so, you know, just crunching over the leaves, seeing the moss, the mushrooms on a dead log, the dog climbing down into the creek and walking through that. That really, really just purged. The earth was a sink for my excess zzz. So that was really, really wonderful. I love that.
It's a great thing. You mentioned a couple of things that are really important. First of all, you can turn over to the earth any of your fears and anxieties because the earth was designed to know how to metabolize it and to take it from you. Second of all, when you connect to nature, you're connecting to the life force. So not only are you clearing residue out of your field, but you are regenerating. All at the same time, you're enjoying the beautiful visuals.
Oh, wow. No kidding. I love that. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about, as Patrice says, the earth helps us. We're going to talk about sacred sites, and we're going to talk about the nature divas. So give us a minute. We'll be right back.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Hey everyone, this is Doc Martin. We're back. And as I said before, I am so happy because Dr. Patrice Fields is with us. And we're talking about the forces that are unleashed, not just this crazy virus, but what's been welling up on an evolutionary basis from the earth, coming down from the galaxy. And now we're going to just talk a little bit about how nature and sacred sites can help us navigate, help us be surfers on these waves of energetics. Patrice, lead us on to something exciting.
You know, what I would like to share with viewers is the power of sacred sites. There are sacred sites all over the world, right? People know about Tibet, but do you know about Mongolia? Do you know about sacred sites in Iceland? Okay. So, here's what I want to say about sacred sites. Sacred sites come in all shapes, form, and sizes. They have different purposes, different energy fields. But when you go to a sacred site, these sites are generally positioned on power places in the magnetic grids or the ley lines of the earth. So what does that have to do with a time like this? It means that if you happen to be meditating, and when you're meditating, ask that you are meditating in a sacred site, okay? Or if you happen to have a chance to be in a sacred site, what you need to realize is that any of your intentions or prayers are magnified a thousandfold. And what I love about taking groups to sacred sites, although now we can't really do that. But you can do that in your meditations. And this is what I often do in my telecalls. I take people around the world in their consciousness to sacred sites as groups. Sacred sites have sacred geometry. So think about a complex 3D and 4D sacred geometry matrix. If you take a group there, even in your meditation, you simply imagine with the help of your higher self that you and your group go to a sacred site and that you ask the regulating diva of that site, which is a nature spirit, you ask the diva who regulates that site to place you in the sacred geometry. And it is kind of like giving you a seat in a sacred geometry stadium. They have the wisdom to know exactly how to position everybody's energy field so that everybody is interconnected but separate. And this is the point I really want to make. Having sacred geometry that gives you the benefit of all that connection but keeps you somewhat separate means that everybody's energy is not commingling in a way that you pick up other people's stuff that you don't want. It's very pristine, so you get the power of lots of people with the pristine purity that you are in your own energy field, in the integrity of your own energy field. And then you simply ask the diva who regulates the site to please help you and assist you energetically with your intention to pray to mitigate the forces at this time. You turn it over to the diva who runs that particular sacred site, and then you have a forceful practice to help with big things like the virus, Wall Street, people on the front lines, the healthcare system, huge kinds of things that we are seeing now.
Wonderful. So just, I just want to pass on Facebook comments. Flory sent in, hi, Dr. Fields, love from Oregon. And Cece sends in, good advice. So we like that.
We always like good advice.
We like good advice. So let's talk some more. I'm very intrigued by the nature divas. I did something in my garden years ago. I'm going to see if I can remember. It started with a woman who had gone to Findhorn and did a book about how to, when you planted each thing, how to call the nature diva, make sure it was planted next to another plant that it liked. I forget her name and I forget the name of the book. Anyway, but so those are the only nature divas I've ever known about. Tell us about the big guns.
Well, first of all, we always want to give credit where credit is due. So the woman who runs Paralandra was one of she really was one of the first people to write about the divas. And in my experience traveling and giving tours all over the world, what I found is divas come in small, medium, and large. So the master divas, what I call are the master divas, there are maybe anywhere between 9 to 12, although my latest guidance has been that there are more that are coming onto the planet. They regulate huge regions like a whole country. And they regulate the land. They kind of caretake the energy field of the land as well as the collective consciousness that lives on that land. Some of them literally create and dream the future of that land, the future of the consciousness of the people on the land. And, you know, tell me if I'm talking too much here, but why are divas special? Divas are nature archangels. That's the way you want to think about them. And they're special because half of them is anchored into very, very high regions of consciousness. But they are able to arc their fields, and so they can actually put energy directly into people's bodies and or the land. So they're purely connected to the energetic realms, but they can equally connect into physical matter in a way that you can feel and will feel like, whoa, I can feel that diva's hands on my hands. This is the same kind of structure that an archangel has. So master divas are really interested both in the regulation of land and in the regulation of the collective.
So how can we, on a day-to-day basis, how can we access them and ask them for their help in modulating and regulating for us on an individual basis?
It's so easy, you're not going to believe it.
We like easy.
We like easy. The truth is, people don't know about some simple things that are in what we might say the control panel of your energy field. All you have to do is tell your energy field, hey, I ask and allow by law in my oversoul, which is an invocation that means you're going to make this connection purely, no static on the airwaves. So I ask and allow by law in my oversoul that I rotate my field to connect to the master diva that lives closest to me or to any and all of the master divas on the planet. And I ask the ones that are just right for me to work on my field, regulate my energetic auric field, help heal my body. And divas are like doctors. They do have specialties. Some say, I'm busy. I only want to work on the land. Some like working on the land and people. They do have specialties. So we always ask for the one that's just right for our intention. But essentially, you just have to ask. What I tell clients is big beings were trained for eons how to be helpful.
I love that. So just a reminder to our listeners, Patrice's website, spirit-evolving.com, has a lot of resources and the invocations and actually a practice outlined that you can do. You can read a lot of things there. So you said something interesting, Patrice, and we have several minutes before we're going to take another break. So let's talk about this. When we ask for these divas to help us, one thing that we want to be careful not to do, and I kind of call it energetically sticking our nose where it doesn't belong. So I know that many of us as light workers are used to going to the front lines of the battle and battling out things for people in their energy world. But the virus is not one of those things that we want to take on. So, and even, yes, we want to pray for everybody to be okay, but to pray for this virus to get away and get linked up energetically with that virus is not a good idea.
Absolutely not. Would you like me to say a little
bit
please. About why?
Yeah.
So the virus is not one thing. The virus is a biological virus, but it has attached to it what we might call a thought field vibration. And that thought field vibration is like an auric field to the virus. And unfortunately, this virus has a thought field that says, aren't I tempting? Wouldn't you like to come into contact with me so I can make you contagious? It also has some negative thought forms in it that are fear-inducing and that give you the worry that you are going to die. So you have to be very careful about that. But in addition to the biology and the thought field, because this is backed by all of these other powerful galactic forces, you now have layer upon layer. So you have positive light workers layering on meaning to the virus. You have other negative forces and such as greed saying, oh, I'm going to make money off of this. So the virus itself now has a huge field. It's actually got Wall Street mixed up in it. So when you go to work on it, it can be like falling into the Bermuda Triangle. you can get lost. So when you want to work on, quote unquote, the virus, think about calling in the great master divas and asking them to intercede, that you're praying for them to do it. You're turning this over to great masters to do it, but you aren't doing it yourself, because I can tell you from my practice, light workers have called in trouble doing that.
And I think it's a reminder for us not to have the hubris, to get a little humility. We may have powerful, many of us have powerful meditative practices and connection to guides. And we've seen, you know, we've seen transformation happen with our clients. But this sucker, let's have some humility here, guys. This is not in our wheelhouse, but the archangels, the master divas, they know how to handle this kind of energy, strength, and volume. And so, just, you know, yes, you guys are amazing. Those of you who work as healers and those of you who use prayer, but this is too big. So let it be handled. But it doesn't mean, as Patrice said, it doesn't mean you don't call and ask for intercession from these big guys.
Right. Remember, we're in the era of forces now. Major forces, major evolutionary forces, and that's over any one individual's head.
Yeah, so again, yes, we are amazing. Yes, we are more than we know, but we're also specks when you consider the forces that are coming up from the earth, the forces that are coming down from the galaxy. These are huge evolutionary, planetary, huge things. So keep your nose out from where it doesn't belong.
Or I say to people, look, if a tornado is coming your way, you don't go out and say, stop. You don't have much power in the face of a great force like a tornado. And this packs the wallop of about 10 to 20 tornadoes.
Right. So we're going to take it looks like my video's acting crazy. I hope you guys can still hear me. We're going to take a short break. And then when we come back, Patrice is going to do an energetic transmission. So if everybody wants to get ready to absorb, we'll be back in a minute.
Sales goals, or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. You've got me by cell phone, but you'll still have Patrice by Zoom. My Zoom crashed. It's a crazy world. But we're going to go right now into the energetic transmission that Patrice is going to do. Jessica, our producer, is going to text me when, so I can give Patrice a reminder of when to sort of come back to Earth, and then we'll close up. So here we go. Patrice, you're on.
Okay. So I meditated before this call, and I really asked, who would like to come through for this particular audience? And I had thought one guide was going to come through, but no, the Master Divas did come through, and they say, you know, we would like to have an introduction. So we don't have a lot of time to do a long guided imagery, but we are going to do a transmission, and I'm going to build a bridge to all of the people in the audience, an energetic bridge introduction for you to meet some of the Master Divas, and in particular, the diva that would like to transmit to you is the Master Diva of the Life Force. This is one of the most powerful of the Master Divas, so I feel really lucky that she wants to be with us. So the way to do this is take everything off your lap and just start by taking some nice breaths, trying to breathe more from your abdomen, not so much from your upper chest. And allow any of the day's residue, you know, just to be put aside on a shelf. You can always come back to it later. And now I'm going to actually tune in to all of the Master Divas, but I'm going to be speaking for the Master Diva of Life. And as I'm speaking, my voice and my tone of voice is going to be transmitting the energy that she would like to share with you. Welcome, everyone. It is very rare for me to make a public appearance. I like to be behind the scenes, and I am a force. I am not an entity like a being. I am more of a force. I am the life force. I am the force that connects all of the other divas in a circle so that we can talk to one another about how the planet is and about how all of her species are, not just humanity. Take a moment now and focus on your dantian, which is a point 3 fingers below your belly button. This is one of the places that connects you to the life force. Take a couple of breaths, breathing in to that place in your body. And now I am going to command, as the Master Diva of Life, that all of the other Master Divas encircle the audience, including all of those who will be listening later. And we are going to make a personal connection to you. Relax your mind. You're not asking what the diva's name is or what country she's from. This is an experience for your senses. Allow yourself, in whatever way is right for you, to experience us. Some will see a visual, some might hear a sound, and some might feel a sensation. And it is true, we are placing our hands on yours. This gives you a direct connection to nature, to all of her species, all of her elements. It gives you a connection to the force of the sacred sites around the world. We do regulate many of these sites along with many other guides. And as we've talked about, this is a time of powerful forces. As the Master Diva of Life, I am telling all of the other Master Divas, as they place their hands on yours, that together there is a group heart an audience heart. We are connecting all of you as if you were in a sacred site, placing you into sacred geometry. So we are connected, but you have the integrity of your own field. Some will experience this as a clearing or a purifying, and some will immediately feel that you are like being plugged into a socket of energy that is fortifying. The life force now is going to really be transmitted to you, but gently. What humanity needs now is to be fortified and nourished. Notice the balance. Fortified, masculine, nourished, feminine. Balanced and fortified and nourished. We are sending you energy along a wavelength that nourishes and fortifies you personally, the region that you live in, and we are adding a layer that we are fortifying and nourishing your connections to loved ones, family, friends, community, colleagues. We sit in pure non-duality. So when you sit with us, you are connected to the earth, to the elements, to each other's hearts, to life. You are receiving tonight the love of plants, animals, trees, and the overlooked kingdoms of the minerals and the metals. We are sending you fortifying and nourishing energy from the atmosphere. And we are asking simply that you receive us. And when you open your field to us, did you know that you are fulfilling us? We love to be received. This is a night for receiving, not giving. This is a night to just receive. Some of you may now feel a little bit of heat or spin in your field? This tells you that we're working right inside your body, not just in your chakras, but right inside the earth of you, the body of you. This is not the last you need to see of us. We were clear with Patrice before this call. We have an intention for this audience. We want to extend you a long-term invitation to summon us. All of us, including the Master Diva of Life, for the rest of your life. Forces will be unleashed, and you will need to be fortified and nourished. But behind the scenes, we are also using your open-heartedness to help regulate the forces on the planet. We know how to do 5 or 6 things at once. Take a moment to take another deep breath, inviting in our energy, and then ask us to integrate and consolidate this energy and to seal the field of the group so that you can come back in a way that is grounded, centered, balanced, and deeply aligned. We will meet those of you who like in the dream time tonight. Before you go to sleep, just ask that you dream with us.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. And for our audience, please know that this audio of this show is archived on Transformation Talk Radio. So you can always come back and access that anytime. And you can jump to the last 20 minutes and listen to Patrice's transmission again. Patrice, I felt those nature divas. I felt warm and enveloped. I felt held. And then when you said you might get hot, I was just sitting here thinking, man, I'm getting hot.
I was too.
Holy moly. I love that out there are helpers and forces that are operating on our behalf if we choose to link up to the life force so that we can evolve as the planet and the galaxy evolves. And I love that. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for having me. It's a delight. And I'm thrilled that everyone has a connection to the divas now.
They sound lovely. They felt lovely. And the idea that it's a she, well, that's kind of exciting in today's world when we've had so many, you know, Father Time and Santa Claus and, oh my gosh, even God is supposed to be masculine anyway. Thank you, everybody, so much. for being here. I'm Doc Martin on Maximum Medicine Radio, and this was my teacher and hopefully now my best friend ever, Dr. Patrice Fields, and her wonderful energetics. Again, she is, her website has lots of resources, spirit-evolving.com, and you can get back to her energetic transmission probably in 48 hours. It'll be uploaded on transformationtalkradio.com. So we'll leave you tonight with that warm, enveloped feeling of the divas, and all is well. Make sure you ground to the life force, and thank you. Patrice, thank you so much for being here.
Again, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.